The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, medical card holders who need dental treatment are being let down due to a rise in dentists leaving the HSE scheme. I'm joined now by Dr. Caroline Robbins, President of the GP Committee with the Irish Dental Association. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, do you take medical card holders?
I have a medical card contract. I see my current patients, but I'm not in a position to be accepting new medical card patients.
How critical is the shortage of dentists in the HSE scheme?
It's desperate. It's beyond, it's completely out of control. The number of dentists providing the contract now has exponentially dropped off. I think I read in the article there they were quoting 800. I think we would know that that's probably closer to about 600 active contracts at the moment. So from where we were to where we are today, there is an absolute crisis across the country.
And even accepting the figures on face value, in May of 23, there was 1,060 dentists in the scheme, now 808, which would be a drop-off of 20% in 1 year. So that's a huge deterioration in the availability of care. There are problems inherent in the system. Why do dentists not want to be part of it?
Well, I mean, I'll be brutally honest with you, it's already in the scope of this interview. We probably don't have time to touch on everything, but very basically, the system is completely outdated. It's based on a 1994 contract, which up until 2009, I was actually able to look after my patients. I was able to, what I like to call, I was able to keep them disease-free, pain-free and clean and tidy. I was able to undertake all the fillings they needed. I could do the cleanings. It was basic treatment, but at least it got people out of trouble and kept disease at bay. After in the recession in 2009, overnight the system became an emergency-only system. So now we can only provide emergency care. It is one exam a year. They did reinstate the cleaning back in 2022. We can do two fillings a year and I can take as many teeth out as I want.
Okay, so nowadays the whole objective of dentistry is to keep your own teeth for as long as possible, and extractions should be very rare. But this scheme tells you, take out as many as you like. If you've got a problem, you can only do two fillings a year. So if you've got three problem teeth, fill two of them and take one out.
I'm constantly putting out fires. I was saying to your researcher, I have patients there that have extremely high treatment needs. I just can't get to the end of their treatment plans. And I spend, you know, in the day that I have and the job that I do, which I find incredibly rewarding, but it also is very stressful. But the majority, a lot of my day is feeling completely despondent and despair about what I can't be offering my medical card patients.
Now, the things that are not allowed, I mean, things that people are routinely treated for and what you look out for as a dentist is gum disease. And that is not there to be treated under the scheme.
No, not under the scheme. Like, they will say that, yes, we can provide a cleaning. Now, to put in context, a cleaning, you know, if someone has gum disease, they need probably three or four, you know, cleanings a year. Deep cleanings, root planing, local anaesthetic, long appointments. It's, you know, it's quite complex treatment in trying to save the teeth. But it's, as the current system stands, if you don't fit criteria, I can't offer you any of that. None. I can offer you two fillings, but if you don't need two fillings, I can offer you absolutely nothing. It's ludicrous. I have no referral pathway. There's no periodontist, no gum specialist that I can refer the patient onto for higher treatment needs because there simply are none. We are expected in practice to provide every aspect of dentistry. I'm expected to be the lab technician and the heart transplant surgeon, and I have to do it all in-house. I have nowhere to refer my patients, nowhere.
And what about orthodontics? Is that included in what you can offer?
No, we can't. I mean, orthodontics is, the medical card is a scheme for the over 16s in the private practice system. We're only contracted to look after people over 16. So the orthodontic, the wait list is another, you know, that's another problem and another talk another day. But no, we can't offer or look after patients with regards to braces in the current scheme.
Yeah, because often now adults will go for orthodontics because problems that have evolved as they went through their teenage years, they suddenly realize there's something that should have been fixed maybe when I was younger, but has to be fixed now.
Indeed, absolutely. And we're seeing this knock-on effect. If I just could give case in point, the in Ireland, there are only two specialties recognized. There's oral surgery and orthodontics. So there are others such as paediatrics, children, endodontists who do root canals, gum specialists, periodontists, special needs dentists. There's a multitude of them out there. Because they're not recognised, the HSC cannot employ consultants to fulfil those roles. Therefore, we have nowhere to refer them. So could you imagine if you needed a hip replacement and there was no orthopaedic surgeon on the public wait list, or you had the option under insurance to go privately? That's what we're facing with. We have nowhere to refer their patients. So the system is letting the patients down desperately. But I do understand at the end of the day, the person who is suffering is the patient.
So even if the fees were there to encourage dentists to join this scheme, those who specialise in those areas you mentioned, which are not recognised by the HSE, couldn't even take part?
Well, they're not. It's not that they're not recognised by the HSC. They're not recognised by the Department of Health. You know, that is something that we have been lobbying for, is the recognition of more specialties, which would solve, well, it would start a process of solving some of the problem. But no, we can't. So even if they are there, we can't avail of them. I can't refer to, I'm based in Carlow. If I want to refer my patients to have a wisdom tooth out, well, I used to be able to refer to the dental hospital in Dublin. They've now closed their books to it. My patients now have to go to Cork.
Well, this is crazy, absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Now, the increase that that was awarded, was that a significant increase? Did it keep pace with the costs?
No. I mean, it looked lovely and it had a nice media soundbite to it. I'm sorry to sound cynical about it. Obviously, it was welcomed. Of course, it's welcomed. But that pay increase was the last time our fees were increased was 17 years ago, and we still haven't had our fees reversed by FEMPI. We're the only profession out there not to have had that reversal. So, yes, it sounds lovely, 40 to 60%. People would say, goodness me, that's a huge amount. What are they grumbling about? We have to put that in context. That's 17 years. It's not. It's in the scheme of things with regards to medical inflation that we would deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's not remotely covering the cost
and
of what I have
here. How do those fees paid by the HSE compare to the fees that would be charged typically in private practice?
They would be less than half.
Less than half. So there is no encouragement for a dentist to go into the scheme, certainly no financial encouragement. And in theory, with all the equipment that has to be bought and maintained, you could actually be losing money servicing a HSE patient.
Yes. If I ran solely a medical card practice, I wouldn't have doors open. It's as simple as that. And it's horrible because I really just want to look after my patients. I just, regardless of whether they're private, PRSI or medical card, they're my patients and they deserve, you know, the level of care that they need. And it's just, I just find myself frequently just very, very, very upset at the end of the day that I just feel like in some cases, I'm doing supervised neglect.
Mm. So, Caroline, what's to be done?
Well, we would love for the Department of Health and the HSC to actually follow through on their promises that they're going to start talks on a whole new scheme. Stephen Donnelly will say that he recognises that dentistry and oral health is a blind spot, but he's been saying that for years. Every government has been saying that for years. There is a feeling that whether it's just not an understanding that oral health has such huge implications to your general health, your head isn't remote from the rest of your body. So we need them to sit down. We've put forward another idea with a voucher scheme, which would allow us to treat that patient as they needed with regards to prevention. And if they needed a root canal, for example, and that's all they needed on a back tooth, we could do that for them. As it stands, if they need just a root canal for them, all I can do is say, I'm sorry, I can only take your tooth out.
But most important, that scheme designed in 1994, not fit for purpose, probably living in a different age of dentistry. I mean, now if you look at the teenagers, they all have fabulous teeth in a way they didn't have back in 1994, because the world has changed.
Yeah, the world has changed. I graduated in 1995. The dentistry I do today is not remotely like the dentistry I did in 1995. But here I am having to partake in a contract that is enforcing me to be working in the dark ages when the internet wasn't even, you know, invented at that point. And patients deserve more. And I am very sorry for the patients, and I do understand their plight, and it is incredibly frustrating for them. But this is an HSC-run contract. This is an HSC-run program. It is up to the HSC to solve this problem.
Dr. Caroline Robbins, President of the General Practice Committee with the Irish Dental Association. Caroline, thank you very much for joining us. Now, coming up later on News Talk,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.